Oh, okay, look at this. No shot. Someone said, what if you're wrong? Derek Guy said, Grok, has the Trump admin cut funding for medical research? And Grok responded and said, yes, the Trump administration has cut medical research funding. All right, can I show you all a takedown? It's my favorite type of takedown because it's targeted at performative MAGA Republicans who cannot help but virtue signal about issues they don't actually care about. I hate it when they do that, and I hate it when they don't get called out for it. So today, we're going to dive deep on this White House post about a 13-year-old boy with cancer. DJ Daniel has been a hero in the Republican Party, and he is a hero. He seems like a very, very nice young dude, and what's happening is tragic. But the way that Republicans are weaponizing him for PR, while at the same time slashing the very funding that could save his life, is even more disgusting. So let me introduce you to the players here. This is important. We have the White House. I don't need to explain what the White House is. We have DJ Daniel, who is a 13-year-old that during Trump's State of the Union was put on stage. He has a brain tumor and he was just diagnosed with a few more. It's absolutely tragic. It's heartbreaking. Shout out to him. And then finally, we have Derek Guy. This is a menswear fashion dude who spends a lot of his time calling out political figures on Twitter for being dressed poorly. And I'm not even joking. It's very effective, actually. There have been multiple times where he gets hundreds of thousands of likes calling out JD Vance for not really being masculine or dressing well. What about this one? Someone made a post about Stephen Miller being very well dressed. He says he dresses nicely in addition to being based, combines a patterned suit with a plain shirt. So Derek Guy steps in and says, I disagree. In this thread, I will tell you what's wrong with Stephen Miller's outfits. Hopefully, this will help you judge whether a suit fits when you're shopping for one. And then he goes through and analyzes a bunch of political footage and goes back in history, talks about the wide variety of materials being used, talks about how a properly tailored jacket should always stay seated tightly on your neck. The chances of you getting something like that, especially in a ready-to-wear, even-to-made measure, is next to none. However, Miller's suits often hover off of his neck, which suggests that it's not just about slight shifts or his position. This is a perpetual problem, which indicates there is something baked into the garment's pattern, the architectural blueprint. Okay, so you guys get it. This guy nerds out over clothes. There's this post where some Trump supporter was trying to sell hats, and she deleted the post, but she was trying to sell her America First hats. And Derek, the fashion wear guy, says, I was curious where you make your American First hats, as your site doesn't say. I looked up the specs, and it seems you copy-pasted info from your merch partner, but removed the China and Myanmar info. Can I ask why you didn't use any of the dozen-plus USA MAGA hat manufacturers? Because it's too expensive. Because they don't want to have that cost or pass that cost off to the consumers. These America First hats were being made in China and Myanmar. Absolutely hilarious. Derek Guy then says, I remain convinced that few people making or buying this sort of merch actually care about U.S. manufacturing jobs or fair wages for working class Americans, which is true. She deleted the post, she blocked Derek Guy, and she doesn't care about manufacturing jobs. If she did, she wouldn't be putting America First hats on the market that were made in non-American countries. It is pure hypocrisy. And this brings me on to DJ Daniel. The White House made a post, and they said, we're lifting up Agent DJ Daniel in prayer after his dad, Theodis, shared that DJ is now facing 3 new tumors. And this is genuinely heartbreaking. This is tragic. DJ is one of the strongest, bravest young men, and has now been sworn in to 1,351 law enforcement agencies across the country. Agent Daniel, you're a true legend. Again, this isn't going to be about DJ Daniel, it's about the Trump admin. Derek Guy then responds and says, I'm sorry to hear about DJ. I hope the Trump admin can find a way to fund the medical research they cut earlier this year, perhaps by shifting some of the $175 billion they plan to spend on the Golden Dome. Then he continues to go in. Some Trump supporter gets mad. Way to leverage a tragedy to make about you and your warped ideology. Shameless. Derek says, fair. One ideology says that we can find cures through medical research. Another side says we can comfort the sick through tweets. We should always respect both sides, he says sarcastically, and he kind of just rolled them because if you look at the actual facts, listen to this. As a part of the reorientation to slash federal spending, the president proposed chopping funding at the National Cancer Institute by more than $2.7 billion, nearly a 40% decrease, drawing sharp rebuke from cancer research supporters, implying that they are cancer research opposers, which I guess there are. They're called Republicans. Quote, for the past 50 years, every single medical breakthrough, especially in the treatment of cancer, has been linked to a sustained federal investment in research by the Institute. The American Cancer Action Society said in a statement, quote, this commitment has contributed to the remarkable statistic of over 18 million cancer survivors currently living in the U.S. There is another, even more shocking article that reads, Trump honored a cancer survivor, referring to the same young dude, DJ Daniel. The boy's doctors now face his budget cuts. President Donald Trump honored a child cancer survivor during his joint address to Congress. Medical faculty who helped treat him are facing potentially devastating federal funding cuts. The renowned medical school whose faculty helped treat the 13-year-old cancer survivor, honored this week by Donald Trump, is now facing the potentially devastating cuts. They say they want to make America healthy again, but the touching tribute also came weeks after the National Institute of Health proposed drastically reducing funding reimbursement rates for medical schools. So all of this compounds to paint a pretty damaging picture. Whether you're talking about John Hopkins and the cancer research they do now being slashed, or whether you want to talk about, you know, the main National Cancer Institute having a 40% decrease in funding, it's wicked, it's vile, it's not cool, and it affects the same people Trump claims to care about. Really quickly, if you like the informative videos I make, make sure you drop a like, make sure you drop some blue hearts. Someone said, keep up the informative news, Adam. This needs to be amplified. I just want to say I'm grateful for every single person that watches my videos. I'm grateful for you guys helping amplify my message. Let's continue to push forward. But going back to this, one Trump supporter then responds to Derek and says, kindly F off. This isn't about politics. And Derek says, my apologies, Patty. I realize now that it's inappropriate to bring up funding for pediatric care when people are feeling concerned about pediatric care. In the future, I will try to bring this up in more appropriate times, such as the Super Bowl. Someone said, great timing, you dick. Derek said, my apologies, Bod. When someone is dying and only has a short period of time to live, how long should we wait before calling for an increase in medical research funding? Thank you. These people are such performative scumbags. They will sit here and go, how dare you talk about DJ like that? When he wasn't even talking about DJ. None of his posts are about the 13-year-old child. That's not the intention of his post. It's not to demean the 13-year-old. The posts are about the Trump admin and their slashes to federal cancer funding. So when people begin to wag their finger at Derek and say, how dare you? No, how dare you for slashing the funding that would allow DJ Daniel to have research? Someone said, not a great look, man. Derek said, what's wrong if asking if the Trump administration would consider funding research to help DJ? And someone said, it really reads like a dunk when the focus should be a dying kid. Derek said, I'm sorry for dunking on the White House, one of the most powerful institutions in the world that controls the lives of millions of people. Yeah, he's not dunking on the kid or the kid's family or anybody with cancer. I don't know how you'd read it that way. Someone says, what if you're wrong? At Grok, has the Trump admin cut funding for medical research? And I can almost guarantee Grok said, yes. The cool thing is, we can find the response. Someone said, you would at least probably stand for him when he's being recognized. Someone said, I will happily stand for DJ. What day and time would you like me to do this important gesture? Let's see if we can find the one about Grok. Oh, wait, let's see if Grok responded. Oh, okay, look at this. No shot. Someone said, what if you're wrong? Derek Guy said, Grok, has the Trump admin cut funding for medical research? And Grok responded and said, yes, the Trump administration has cut medical research funding. Keep in mind, this is Elon Musk's own AI bot. Between February and April of 2025, the NIH terminated $1.81 billion in grants, affecting 694 projects, including cancer and Alzheimer's research. A Senate report claims $2.7 billion was cut in early 2025. The admin justifies this by targeting non-essential programs like DEI and reallocating funds to defense. Yeah, they're cutting cancer DEI research. Okay. But I can't believe Grok actually responded. Someone said tasteless. They said, are you talking about me asking the White House to fund medical research to help people like DJ? Or are you talking about the White House cutting medical research that hurts people like DJ and millions of other Americans? What's tasteless there? Someone said, people are just trying to dunk on him for saying something that is common sense. If you're going to pretend like you care about somebody with cancer, then fund the cancer research funding. It's like, I was on a Piers Morgan panel a few days ago. You guys hopefully saw my Piers Morgan panel. And on it, the Russian stooge, Benny Johnson, goes, Democrats don't care about military members. He tried to say, Democrats don't care about Afghanistan, like the soldiers that were in Afghanistan. And I go, dude, it is Memorial Day today. And Trump, on Memorial Day, just sent a long all caps post saying, Happy Memorial Day to all the scum and Democrat lunatics in this country. And I was like, don't virtue signal to me about, you know, Afghanistan and military soldiers. Of course, we all care about soldiers and veterans and people who died in combats, but Trump doesn't. Don't virtue signal it to me when you guys don't care. And I'll leave it at that. If you appreciate the work we do on this channel, drop a like, subscribe. We're building a network. We're going to be building a movement with the help of you guys. Love you. See you in the next one. Peace out.